This video will walk you through the steps for safely sharing documents via email. We'll start by creating a new email and then attach a confidential document. We'll send the email to john@contoso.com and Garth Fort. We'll then give it a subject design document and then add the attachment. Once we've added the attachment, then we have this action up here called Share Protected, which is an application that you can install that allows you to share a file in protected manner to other people. So I'll go ahead and invoke this, which launches the RMS sharing app and analyzes the membership of the people on the to line. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and select view only. And then we can set to expire on a particular date. So in this case here, we'll select expire these documents. We'll take the default there. We can also select email when someone tries to open these documents and get notification so we can track when people open the documents. We also have the capability to do an instant kill and revoke the access to the document at any time when I select this. Now we'll click send now, and everything then is packaged up so it can be consumed on any device. Now let's switch over to Garth F. and see the email he receives. He receives the email and it has two things. It has the confidential document that is RMS protected, and it has another file that is protected PDF or PPDF that a free application on any platform knows how to render. So let's open one by one, and we'll start with the Word doc. So we'll go over and double click on the Word document. And when it opens, it has the classic protection view and a restricted bar showing it was protected for a specific set of users. So here we see up at the top the protected view, and then below there we see the restricted access for only specific users that can access this content. So let's go ahead and close the Word document. And then we'll go open the other file, the designdoc.ppdf. Double click on that and click on open. This launches the RMS sharing app, which is the application that gives us the share protected button in Outlook, and also the technology used to render the protected PDFs. The reason there are two files is that we don't know what applications or devices users outside the org has to open the document. Now back in the top of the email, it has the sender has protected the attachments with Microsoft RMS, and you need to sign in to open them. While I was able to double click on the attachments and open them, but in some cases, if you are not able to open them, you need to sign in and register yourself for the first time. So now let's walk through what happens when you can't open with a double click or this is your first time use. When I click on sign in, it will take me to the Azure RMS portal page. This page then asks for me to type in my email address. If I put in an email, say john@aaaa.com, that is not federated with my org, it sends a verification email. And then that user receives the email with a link to another page to enter more registration information. On this page, they will enter their first name, last name, password, and country. And then when they click create, we actually create the Azure Active Directory for that company for free and create a user account for John and put it in that company and give them free rights management. Once that is done, it will bring John to this page where he will be invited to download the free RMS app on the device of his choice and then get access to the protected documents.